Outney Country. This is Steve.
Hey, Steve, it's Adam from The Outdoor Show.
Hi, Adam.
How the heck are you?
Well, happy there's ice. Things are happening just nicely.
Yeah?
There's a lot of excitement around here right now. There's a lot of people excited that ice has come, and they're getting out to Lake Trout waters. They're getting out to fishing a lot of stuff, you know, herring and whitefish and whatever you want all over the bay. And they're excited. There's a lot of excitement around here.
How far up is the ice? How far north? Port Abbey or?
Well, there's ice up to Pequamming, cutting across to by Carla's Restaurant on the west side.
Okay.
They are fishing up as far as the Whirligig Road line.
Really?
For lake trout, and then from there in all over the place. So a few miles up from Lonster fishing.
Do you feel like it's pretty safe out there right now?
Inside of the bay, inside of Lighthouse Point, is pretty safe. They still have to watch, of course. I'll never tell anybody go to the ice that, oh, yeah, it's guaranteed it's this thick.
Sure.
Because, I mean, you find places where there's been snow on it that there might only be 4 inches, 3-4 inches, and then you find other places where there has been no snow where there's probably pushing a foot already. But they are driving four-wheelers and snowmobiles on it now as of today, the first time, inside of the bay. The outside where they're fishing lake trout, yeah, they are driving on that already, too, with four-wheelers and snowmobiles, but that's a little thinner. That's a few days newer ice.
So last week was good for making ice up there.
Very. Yep. And there seems to be quite a bit of flow ice on the big lake. If you go out and even look farther, we can see way out on the lake, there's flow ice out quite far.
Wow.
And there's ice, I guess, I heard in front of Marquette there's ice, and Munising's all frozen up, and it's making ice now. And ice makes ice, they always say, and, you know, it's as it gets out there in the lake, even if it floats away, it still is flow ice that's out there, and it slows down the wave action, it slows down everything else, and it cools itself off.
So, let's give the folks a refresher about, you know, if they're targeting herring, if they're targeting whitefish. Can we run down each species and talk about feet of water and talk about what they're using?
Well, I can't say that you got anything that's solid. As far as herring goes, they find them anywhere from 10 feet of water to 100 feet of water and more, but usually you find them suspended somewhere under the ice, you know, within sight or within the top 20 or 30 or 40 feet. And it, kind of the general rule, let me switch phones. I'm going to have to get to the front here. I'm in the back. I see customers coming up front. Hold on, Adam.
Okay.
Yeah, as a general rule, you find them suspended down part ways, who knows where. And if you see one or two of them, you might get one or two. If you see a whole school, lots of times they just cruise right by and keep going because they don't bite all the time. They're a finicky fish, and no one's ever can say that they really completely figured them out.
Hmm.
As far as whitefish goes, they usually find them on the bottom anywhere between 50 and 100 foot of water. There's kind of two methods. They either fish them with number 5, 6, or 7 Swedish pimples jigging them on the bottom, or else they fish them with a single leg on a real small hook with a slip sinker.
Okay.
And they both work. They're both definite methods that work. They're both quite different, but they both do work well.
What about the lake trout?
That's primarily fishing wire line in deep water. You know, fishing gebus, you know, jigs with cut bait on them, anywhere from 100 to 300 foot of water, and that's actually going quite well right now. There's a lot of people fish lake trout, and others, about 30 trucks up on the shore here in one spot today, and they're all out fishing lake trout. A lot of them been back in, have had a very good day.
You think,
and same with the last few days.
Well, that's really good to hear, actually. That's very encouraging this early in the year. Do you think that cut smelt works better than, say, cut sucker?
They both are good.
Yeah.
People are using even lots of minnows. You know, a lot of cut minnows and stuff like that. Anything to cover the hook.
Okay.
There is no saying that one is better than the other. People seem to like one or the other, whatever. It's their own choice. It's something to cover the hook. As far as the inland fishing, you know, the shallower stuff, chasing the herring and the whitefish and cohos and that in shallow, that can be hit and miss and real spotty. But the lake trout is usually more dependable.
Okay. Well, Steve, I really appreciate you taking a few moments. I know you're working there. You're loaded for bear, ready for everybody coming in?
Ready to go.
All right, Steve. I appreciate it. Okay. Happy Monday
Thanks,
to
guys.
You.
Yep.
Take care.
Bye.